Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 16th of October, 2010. It's good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. Well, back some months ago, you might remember us talking about the Fort Hood shooting, and I mentioned a number of things that I thought indicated that, just oddities about the whole event. And, a lot of times when these things happen, you just never quite know what's an operation and what isn't an operation, and who isn't mind-controlled. We know mind-control technology has been going on, has been experimented with in the 1950s and 60s. So you don't quite know who's mind-controlled, who's programmed. It seems like these shooters a lot of times shoot themselves in the head and things like this. So immediately when we see these types of events, and we know that the demonization of the Arab world is being orchestrated for a major purpose, a major reason today, it's the dialectical pitting sides against each other. Immediately our antennas go up, and we watch for signs of things that are just out of place and odd, and one of those things just happened just yesterday. It was revealed once again, new pieces of evidence coming out about the Fort Hood shooting, ladies and gentlemen, and the possibility that this could have been a government operation. The AFP, which is the French news wire, reported yesterday, Fort Hood shooter ordered to delete video of rampage. Dateline Fort Hood, Texas, a U.S. soldier who captured a deadly 2009 rampage at Fort Hood with his cell phone camera testified Friday that he was ordered to erase the video by his commanders. The video could have provided key evidence at the trial of Major Nidal Hassan, a U.S. Army psychiatrist who faces, and once again we have the 13 in here, ladies and gentlemen, he faces 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted murder. But it may not be necessary for prosecutors, they say. They presented more than two dozen witnesses who identified Hassan as the shooter in the first 3 days of what is expected to be a lengthy hearing to determine whether there is sufficient evidence for a court-martial. Anyway, I'm not going to read that whole thing, but just yesterday it was admitted that evidence was ordered to be destroyed in this case, and you got to ask the question, why? Why was this evidence ordered to be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, unless they have something to hide? There's the question. As we continue to watch these cases and many more, terrorism is being created around us every day, ladies and gentlemen. I've got articles later on, if we get to them, about how we're continuing to fund the Taliban through our contractors. Stay with us. We've got to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 16th of October, 2010. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for you to get ready for engine damage. Agenda 21 is shaping everything that's going on in public policy today. It is the core around which every issue evolves or revolves. And now this past week, the Environmental Protection Agency has announced that it's going to allow 15% of ethanol in gasoline. They're talking about how your car engines, older car engines, those of us who drive older cars, could very well be burned up by this ethanol. Supposedly, they're going to label the pumps. But at the same time, a lot of people probably won't, you know, might not pay attention to the pumps being labeled. Or how long is it going to be before we're not going to be able to get the regular formulation of gasoline, ladies and gentlemen? They want to take the old cars off the road. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that cars are to be eliminated ultimately under Agenda 21. Communities are being redesigned so that you don't need a car. And the rural areas are being designed and engineered so that people are going to be forced out of the rural areas and into the major dense cities, into these highly dense population zones. We have two people here in Michigan running for governor. Both of these people, huge Agenda 21 people. You've got Virg Bonaro on one side, and his opponent, whose name for some reason I can never seem to remember. But it doesn't matter. These people are both scumbags. These people both are talking about Agenda 21 without mentioning Agenda 21 and the UN agenda. Virge Bonera was big time behind the redesign of Lansing as when he was mayor. He still is mayor. But he helped to implement all of these programs that are being implemented in Lansing right now, the capital city here in Michigan. And his opponent is all into public-private partnerships and outsourcing to China, communist China, which, by the way, is in the process of buying one of our oil and gas companies down in Texas now. We'll get to that later on if we have time. But Bloomberg reported on the 13th, just a few days ago, the Obama administration granted a request from ethanol producers to increase concentrations of the corn-based fuel additive in gasoline for vehicles made for 2007 and later. Ethanol makers rose in New York trading. The Environmental Protection Agency today, and that was the 13th, agreed to let refiners add as much as 15% ethanol to a new blend, up from the current 10%. A decision on using more ethanol and fuel for vehicles in model years 2001 to 2006 will be made after further testing, the EPA said in a statement. This, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mark in Texas actually had called in several weeks ago now, I think it he mentioned that this was coming down the pipe, and here it is. Apparently, they're going to go ahead and do it. All right, moving along here. I was not on the air last week. Somebody had a trouble getting out of bed. It wasn't me. But we have the unemployment numbers that came out for September. And 95,000 more jobs, ladies and gentlemen, were lost in September. And unemployment rate stays at 9.6%. How do you like that? I told you folks, and I've sound like a broken record here, but these percentage points mean absolutely nothing that we're given in the media. U.S. loses 95,000 jobs in September. Every month we have thousands upon thousands of jobs. When we go for a month of losing less jobs, there's a dip. The controlled media makes a big deal out of this. But during the Depression, you have to keep in mind, there were peaks and valleys during the Depression as well. There were certain high points, certain things that looked encouraging. I mean, nothing ever goes sideways. It goes up and down. That's just the way it is. So unemployment, you might go 1 month, not lose as many jobs, and go the next month and lose a lot of jobs. That's just the nature of things. But the media seizes upon these upswings, which aren't really upswings at all. They're just, you're not losing as much 1 month. And they say, hey, guess what? The recession is over. And we've been telling you folks, I don't know how long now, that not only is this BS, but we're not even in a recession. Unemployment rate, ladies and gentlemen, is now 22.58%, if you factor everything in. Unemployment, 22.58%. And at the height of the Great Depression, it only topped out at 25%. So this is the economy that the globalists have given us. The Kansas City Star says, the last big economic report for the midterm elections painted a September job scene as flat as Western Kansas, scoring political points for Republicans. Are the Republicans going to bail us out, ladies and gentlemen? Wasn't it George W. Bush who came along with the $700 billion bailout for the bankers to begin with? Wasn't it George W. Bush? I know this guy's a puppet, but, I mean, it was his administration. Wasn't it his administration that initiated all that? Wasn't it his administration that initiated the wars around the globe that are costing so much money and so many lives, so many families? How many families have gone without their wife or their husband, or their children have to grow up without a daddy or a mom, or maybe a mom that's been raped by other soldiers or captured by the enemy? How many families are going to have to deal with the mental problems of these soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, who will never be the same again? But that was George W. Bush and his 9/11 war on terror, which we know every bit of that was a lie. And yet, Obama comes in campaigning, hey, I'm going to end the wars. What does he do? He sends 30,000 more troops. He escalates the war. Are the wars ended? Will the wars ever be ended? Too much money to be made for the military-industrial complex and too much opportunity for them to steal your freedom. We got much more to talk about. I'm going to leave the 95,000 jobs there. Associated Press is reporting sluggish economy has made, actually what they're saying is that 462,000, the unemployment benefits rose for the year, 13,000 to a seasonably adjusted 462,000 for the year. Apparently mid-August, they hit a high point of 504,000. So, things continue to chug along, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Mike Larson at Money and Markets, commenting on the job losses. He says, the just released Labor Department report on the U.S. job market in September is a shocker. It's telling us with no punches pulled and no ambiguities that the once great American jobs machine is breaking down like a rusty old clunker, and all the Fed funny money in the world can't get it fired up again. Just look at the job numbers. The U.S. economy shed 95,000 jobs in September, up from 57,000 in August, and the worst performance since June. The official unemployment rate held at 9.6%, and we've already talked about that. He says, one in five Americans can't find solid, gainful employment, or have basically given up looking. Construction lost 21,000 jobs. Manufacturing shed 6,000 jobs. IT employment slumped for the second month in a row, while the financial sector shed workers for the fifth consecutive month, and the government lost a nasty 159,000 jobs, probably a lot of the census, with state, local, and federal governments all letting workers go. What about wages? No good news there either. Average hourly earnings flatlined. Companies simply have no reason to pay people more when applicants are a dime a dozen. And here's the problem. The Fed seems to think it can just throw money out of the helicopters and solve all the economy's woes. Bernanke was up. He just stood up and gave a speech the other day, ladies and gentlemen, basically saying that they're going to do quantitative easing, round two. In other words, they're going to throw more money at the problem, create more money out of nothing, buy up more toxic bonds and what have you, trying to prop the bond market up. And if you think, ladies and gentlemen, these foreign investors aren't getting wise to this stuff, if you think that these foreign investors are going to continue to invest in our assets here in the United States, you got another thing coming. The bond market will collapse, ladies and gentlemen. And once the bond market collapses, look out. Look out. He says, the Fed seems to think it can just throw money out of helicopters and solve all the economy's woes. But it tried that twice before, and both times it just inflated new asset bubbles, first in dot-coms and second in housing. Meanwhile, those free money binges failed to ignite the real economy. Albert Einstein famously said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing same thing more than once and expecting a different result. Well, now, despite this dismal failure of QE1, quantitative easing one, the Fed is about to roll out QE2. It won't do a shred of good for the labor market, retail sales, housing, or industrial production, just like QE1 didn't. But it is accomplishing one thing, driving the price of certain assets like gold and silver or wheat or soybeans through the roof and crushing the value of the dollar. Now, he goes on to say, the Fed's goal is clearly to debase the U.S. dollar in order to create inflation. Or in the infamous words of the now chairman Ben Bernanke in November of 2002, U.S. dollars have value only to the extent that they are strictly limited in supply. But the U.S. government has a technology called a printing press, or today its electronic equivalent, that allows it to produce as many U.S. dollars as it wishes at essentially no cost. By increasing the number of U.S. dollars in circulation, or even by credibly threatening to do so, the U.S. government can also reduce the value of the dollar in terms of goods and services, which is the equivalent to raising the prices in dollars of those goods and services. We conclude that under a paper money system, a determined government can always generate higher spending and hence positive inflation. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that's the goal. Devalue the dollar, create positive inflation. We got to take a break. We'll be back. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Before the break, I was talking about the unemployment situation, the economic situation, and I was sharing with you a piece from Mike Larson of Money and Markets. I don't think I'm going to share any more of that. Moving along here, we have Reuters reporting just this past week, September home foreclosures top 100,000 for the first time. Just 2 days ago, Reuters says the number of homes taken over by the banks topped 100,000 for the first time in September, though foreclosures are expected to slow in the coming months as lenders work through questionable paperwork. This mortgage scandal, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm sure most of you have heard about, is a major, major thing. I really think that with even if we didn't have the current inflationary tactics of the Federal Reserve, the manipulation of the currency, the huge mess with the financial markets that are going on, I think this thing is going to be big enough by itself to potentially take down the entire financial system. It's massive. Basically, if you've had your head in the sand, haven't really been paying attention to the news at all, the banks, whenever you buy your house, whenever you get financed on a house, you get a mortgage, you're dealing with an initial lender, your mortgage is sold many times, multiple times, from one financial institution after another. And of course, during the big housing boom, basically the banks didn't keep track of the financial paperwork to prove who owns what. I mean, that's really the short of it all. they established the MERS database, which is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, is what it's called, MERS. And this is so that they can keep track of who has what mortgage, supposedly. But the point of the matter is, you have to have legal paperwork. You have to have something legal proving who has the title, who has the rights to the property, to the deed. And they didn't keep track of all this stuff. So they've been going through, signing off foreclosures, foreclosing on properties that they can't even prove that they have a right to foreclose on. And I guess there's like two states now that have filed RICO charges against the banks, the major banks. Some of the banks, I think about half the states now have halted foreclosures, if I remember right. Some banks have chosen to do it in all 50 states. There's at least one particular bank. I think it's Bank of America. But this thing is a massive, huge mess, ladies and gentlemen, because it even goes further beyond foreclosed properties. People who are currently living in their houses, people who have moved into houses that have been foreclosed on prior, they've actually bought into properties and gotten loans for foreclosed properties, may at some point have their ownership challenged and be forced to move out. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. We're going to be talking with Bob Chetman, by the way, next week about this situation and other economic situations as well. And by the way, I think I'll tell you this as well, that next hour we're going to be bringing up Doreen Hannes. Doreen, we have farms being raided now. Natural food stores being raided by the feds as the Fed extends its control over what you're allowed to eat. You don't have food choices anymore. They're being taken away from you, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we'll get into that more next hour with Doreen Hannes here on Govern America. But foreclosures, 100,000 foreclosures for the first time, they say, in September. That's going to slow down only because of these freezes on the foreclosures, because they can't prove they have the right to foreclose. They can't prove that they own the property. They hold the lien against the property. But this is the global economy, ladies and gentlemen. This is the chaos that you get when you allow bankers to control your life. From the Associated Press, we see banks seize 288,000 homes in the third quarter. So Reuters reporting that there were a total of 347,420 foreclosures in September alone. 347,420. And in the third quarter, I'm not sure what this discrepancy is, 288,000 reported by the Associated Press. Anyway, it's hundreds of thousands of people without a house. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what are these people going to do? Where are these people going to go? Are they all living with their family members? Are they all living in homeless shelters? I can't imagine that there's that much capacity in our nation's homeless shelters. Where are these people going? Are they living under underpasses? Anyway, moving along here, we see Bank of America from Business Week. Bank of America freezes all U.S. foreclosures to clear the air. I'm not going to cover that one because we already talked about it. In the interest of time, here we see from the Associated Press, dollar hits fresh 15-euro low against the yen. This is just 2 days ago. The dollar fell to a fresh 15-year low against the yen in Tokyo on Thursday, amid growing speculation that the U.S. Federal Reserve will ease monetary policy next month. The U.S. currency was quoted, in other words, more inflation. That's the goal, as we've already covered. He quoted Ben Bernanke as saying that was the goal, is to create inflation. They want the prices to continue to go up, ladies and gentlemen. Even as you lose your houses, they foreclose on your property. I got to take another break. Stay with us. So much more to come. And the proposed solution, ladies and gentlemen, as global currencies deal is just around the corner. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Longer segment, this segment. And keep in mind, next hour we're going to be bringing up Doreen Hannes. She is a columnist at newswithviews.com, and she's going to be coming up and talking about some of the recent raids on the farms. There's a Morningland dairy farm that sells raw milk and mainly cheese, I think they specialize in. And a lot of people want raw milk and cheese, ladies and gentlemen, because it's considered very healthy. And if it's done right, I'm sure there's a wrong way and a right way to do it. But this farm, this dairy has been in operation for 30 years, and they've never had an outbreak of sickness. And yet the government comes in, shuts them down, orders them to destroy their cheese, 50,000 pounds of it, which is their profit center, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking about this in the next hour and getting the details from Doreen. So stay with us here in a few minutes. That will be coming up. In the meantime, I was talking about the financial situation before the break. Earlier this month, the Financial Times reported that the call now is going out again for new global currencies deal. We've been telling you folks for a long time, been citing report after report, that this was the ultimate goal. Most of you know this. I have to tell this for new listeners, but years ago, we were called conspiracy nuts, conspiracy kooks, if we talked about this stuff. oh, there's never going to be a one-world government. Oh, that's never going to happen. And you were a conspiracy theorist. You were a conspiracy kook. You were a nutcase. The number of names, the amount of names that you were called is just unbelievable. And yet every single thing that people talked about back then, for decades, is coming to fruition today. You can hear it right out of the horse's mouth, or the other end of the horse. And once again, we see from the Financial Times, mainstream news article, ladies and gentlemen, call for new currencies deal, global currencies deal. The Financial Times reports, the world's leading countries should agree a new currency pact to help rebalance the global economy, a leading association of financial institutions has urged. The Institute of International Finance, which represents more than 420 of the world's leading banks and financial houses, warned on Monday that a lack of such coordinated rebalancing could lead to more protectionism. What is protectionism, ladies and gentlemen? It's their pejorative for national sovereignty. Protectionism, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what this country and every country of the world needs. You need protectionism. Those are measures put into place to protect your economy from what we have today. 95,000 jobs lost in September. Foreclosures in the hundreds of thousands a month until this bump in the road was hit by the banks to slow them down. But somehow or other, they'll overcome that. They'll get Congress, who are owned and controlled by the banks, they'll get them to put some kind of measure in place, probably exempting the banks from prosecution. I don't know, but all I know is Congress is owned and controlled. The White House is owned and controlled. The banks own and control it all, ladies and gentlemen. So, Charles DeLauro, IIF Managing Director, said, quote, a core group of the world's leading economies need to come together and hammer out an understanding, unquote. Last week, Guido Mantega, Brazil's finance minister, warned of the dangers of a currency war as countries unilaterally intervene to prevent the appreciation of their currencies. What they're trying to do is help their exports by keeping their currencies low. Anyway, the U.S. has been pressing China, communist China, listeners, to allow its exchange rate to rise faster, while several countries, including Japan, South Korea, Brazil, and Switzerland, have been intervening to hold their currencies down. Mr. DeLauro, who, as a U.S. official, worked on the 1985 Plaza Accord, which coordinated international action to strengthen the yen against the dollar, called for a more sophisticated, updated version of such an agreement. This should include stronger commitments to medium-term fiscal stringency in the U.S. and structural reform in Europe. Exchange rate understandings are of little use on their own, he said. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. I believe that article is up on the website if you want to continue reading it. By the way, gold prices currently have reached $1,368.90 an ounce. It was down a little bit, actually $12.30 as of Friday. But gold just exploding, ladies and gentlemen, as the dollar continues to tank. Here we see from Reuters. Stocks slip, dollar gains after Bernanke. They say world stocks slid and the dollar rebounded on Friday, and that's why gold was down a little bit, as a growing U.S. foreclosure crisis undermined an initial boost after the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke indicated more monetary stimulus was on the way. So I don't see how it makes any sense that the dollar would rebound when Bernanke says he's going to continue to inflate. Anyway, moving along here, we see in Illinois, states are, I'm going to skip this because we're running out of time here. We have states, cities selling their bonds around the world. This is also going to be a major ordeal when the time comes, ladies and gentlemen. We already had Harrisburg, I believe, in Pennsylvania, bailed out by the state of Pennsylvania when their their bond situations were going south. So we have layers upon layers upon layers of debt in this country. It's just remarkable to watch all this take place. In the meantime, we see from CNBC, actually the Financial Times, again, October 12th, U.S. cities face $500 billion of pension deficits. $500 billion in pension deficits. We've been telling you also, and Bob Chapman's been on the show saying it, that the United States government is going to be coming for your private retirement accounts, more than likely, ladies and gentlemen. Big U.S. cities, they say, could be squeezed by unfunded public pension as they and counties face $574 billion in a funding gap, according to a study that was released on Tuesday. There's a name you need to familiarize yourself with, and it's Teresa Ghilarducci. Ghilarducci. That's Ghilarducci. Why should you be concerned about Teresa Ghilarducci? Well, in 2008, it is alleged, and I have not read the, or I have not listened to the congressional testimony. I have just acquired the video this morning. I found it on the internet finally, after doing extensive searches. So I'm going to be watching this to verify this. So I want to let you know, she's denying it. But other people are alleging that she has advocated before Congress the seizure of 401ks and private retirement accounts. She is advocating something called guaranteed retirement accounts. Her website, and by the way, this woman is a huge player. She's got the backing of the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller Foundation. One of the things she says on her website, in my new book, she says, I propose a practical reform in the private pension system, a mandated savings program called guaranteed retirement accounts. The federal government subsidizes each account with an annual grant of $600. Workers and employers share the rest of the cost equal to 5% of pay contribution up to the Social Security cap. The federal government pays a guaranteed 3% rate of return above inflation, which the Social Security provides on average 70% of pre-retirement earnings. The $600 refundable tax credit costs nothing if we eliminate most of the tax breaks for 401ks and IRAs, she says. So she's claiming that 401ks and IRAs are going to continue to exist, but they're no longer going to be tax exempt. We can keep tax breaks for contributions up to $5,000 per year and lower the grant to $400 per year. She says, I'm grateful to the Wirth Fellowship at the Labor and the Work Life Program at the Harvard Law School and the Rockefeller Foundation for their support. Now, ladies and gentlemen, knowing what we know about the Rockefeller Foundation, who wanted to have the United States, according to Norman Dodd, comfortably merged with the Soviet Union, what are we to believe about this plan? Do we think that it could lead to the nationalization of all private retirement accounts? Well, under a communist system, ladies and gentlemen, you certainly don't have the ability to own your own property, do you? Nobody's allowed to make more than other people, are they? Anyway, there is a website where you can read the details of her plan as she writes it. It's called www.sharedprosperity.org. Sharedprosperity.org. Doesn't that sound like a nice socialist website to you? sharedprosperity.org/BP, as in briefing paper, 204.html. Once again, sharedprosperity.org/BP204.html. And that's her long dissertation about her guaranteed retirement accounts. And I'm going to continue to look into that as well. Because there's a lot there, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have the military training, turning a corner here, to run local governance. They're actually working with community leaders, city leaders, to learn how to run local governments. This is something that they say they're going to be putting to use in Afghanistan when the troops are deployed to Afghanistan. Now, a lot of people are speculating that maybe they're actually training to run cities here. We know back a couple of years ago, in 2008, September of 2008, from the Army Times, the headline was Brigade Homeland Tours to Start October 1st. The Army Times reported the 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team has spent 35 of the last 60 months, and again, this is back in 2008, in Iraq patrolling in full battle rattle, helping restore essential services and escorting supply convoys. Now they're training for the same reason with a twist, at home. Beginning October 1st, for 12 months, the 1st BCT will be under the day-to-day control of the U.S. Army North, the Army Service component of the Northern Command. As an on-call federal response force for natural or man-made emergencies and disasters, including terrorist attacks. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we've had this law called Posse Comitatus, which is supposed to, prevent the military from being used in domestic law enforcement role. And there's a reason for that. We don't want the United States government to be used we don't want a police state. And that's what this is getting toward, a police state, ladies and gentlemen. They say it's not the first time an active duty unit has been tapped to help out at home. In August of 2005, for example, when Hurricane Katrina unleashed hell in Mississippi and Louisiana, several active duty units were pulled from various posts and mobilized to those areas. But this new mission marks the first time an active unit has been given a dedicated assignment to NORTHCOM, a joint command established in 2002 to provide command and control for federal homeland defense efforts and coordinate defense support of civil authorities. Now, I'm going to skip down here. They talk about how they could be used to suppress. I'm looking for a specific area here. Okay, here it is. I'm sorry. Forgive me for the pause. In the meantime, they say they'll learn new skills, some use some of the ones they acquired in the war zone, and more likely they will not be shot at while doing it. They will be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control, or to deal with potentially horrific scenarios such as massive poisoning and chaos in response to a chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, or high-yield explosive or CBRNE attack. Now, we're talking about using the military in domestic law enforcement roles. Okay, that was 2008, and I wanted to go over that again because that gives credence to those who believe that this Government 101 program, which is a Fort Drum program, having the military work with local community leaders to operate local governments. It gives credence to those who say, hey, this isn't for Afghanistan. This is for right here in the United States. Because we are on the threshold, ladies and gentlemen, of potential social anarchy. The only reason the major situation in this country hasn't been revealed for what it is, I believe, the only reason why Americans aren't more aware that they are in a massive depression today is because the government has been paying people. They've been sending out all these checks for unemployment every single month, and for various other government programs to mask the fact that we are in a major depression today. When those checks dry up, ladies and gentlemen, my concern is that you are going to see people get more and more desperate all the time. You are going to see people who would never consider turning to a criminal element, turning into a criminal. And you don't think the government knows this is a distinct possibility? Everything, the social contract can break down at any time, especially when you get to the point where people are hungry. But all of this was planned back as, you know, at least as far back as 1997, and I'm sure a lot sooner than that. George Herbert Walker Bush gave a speech in 1990 before a joint session of Congress talking about how out of these troubled times our fifth objective, a new world order, would emerge. September 11th was the date he gave that speech, ladies and gentlemen. He talked about out of the Middle East, the crisis in the Middle East, would bring about a new world order. And I found at the Capitol one day an article from the Times of the Architects years ago in 1997, where Defense Secretary Cohen was saying that terrorism is escalating to the point that Americans may soon have to choose between civil liberties and more intrusive means of protection. And one of the things the article mentioned in there was the fact that the Posse Comitatus Law of 1878 was going to have to take a dive. So all of this stuff is planned. All right, I want to get to this because we're running out of time. From San Antonio, Texas, the Houston Chronicle is reporting Communist China is staking claim now to South Texas oil and gas. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to cover this. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about farm raids. We're going to be talking about the government's food tyranny with Doreen Hannes. Stay with us. Time's going by very quickly. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, stay with us, Melody. We'll be getting to you in just a moment. We have Doreen Hannes joining us at the top of the hour. But real quickly, I want to cover this, folks, because I think it's very, very important. There was an outrage some time back about the Chinese front company, CNOOC, wanted to buy one of our major oil companies in this country, and people were throwing a fit about it. Well, now they're back again. See, they never really give up. And Communist China, we've covered on this broadcast, They're buying up our infrastructure. They're buying up our houses in Los Angeles. It wasn't that long ago. In fact, we have the video of this on the website where Communist China raised their flag in our nation's capital, and nobody seemed to care, except a few people. There were a few patriots out there paying attention. We had shortly after that, right after that, the Empire State Building, celebrating 60 years of Communist Chinese Maoist rule by turning the colors of the Empire State Building yellow and red in accordance with the Communist Chinese flag. So this Communist China, their stake in this country, as well as in Latin America too, by the way, is a major, major situation. They've continually bought into a U.S. debt, and they own this country in many respects. And this continues to go forward as we're bankrupt today. The Houston Chronicle is reporting now, state-owned Chinese, communist Chinese energy giant, CNOOC, is buying a multi-billion dollar stake in 600,000 acres of South Texas oil and gas fields, potentially testing the political waters for further expansion into U.S. energy reserves. With the announcement Monday that it would pay up to $2.2 billion for a one-third stake in the Chesapeake Energy Assets, CNOOC lays claim to a share of properties that eventually could produce up to 500,000 barrels a day of oil equivalent. It also might pick up some American know-how about tapping the hard-to-get deposits trapped in dense shale rock formations, analysts said. As part of the deal, the largest purchase of an interest in U.S. energy assets by a Chinese company, and they don't say it, but I will, communist Chinese company, CNOOC has agreed to pay about $1.1 billion for a chunk of Chesapeake's assets in the Eagle Ford, a broad oil and gas formation that runs largely from southwest San Antonio to the Mexican border. I'm not going to read this whole thing, because the article's up on the website if you want to see it. The point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, once you're thoroughly bankrupt as a country, there is nothing left but your infrastructure and your mineral rights, your mineral assets, and those are being bought up and purchased by foreigners, and most notably communist China. How much longer is this going to go on before the American people wake up and stand up and say, enough, I've had it? Melody in Colorado, go right ahead.
I just wanted to back you up on the police thing, but I also want to say this does sound like a hostile take corporate takeover. But we've got a sheriff's race going on in our small community. But this person was trained in every aspect of policing, and then went over to got into the military. And after retirement, he's participated in 605 police officers with UN police, civilian police in Kosovo. He's currently employed by an international firm as law enforcement. And you know, so he's still employed, but he's coming here to be a sheriff in our small county.
Doesn't that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
Those people of this, it just makes my head, just makes me cringe. Nobody sees it.
Yeah. Did you have anything else, Melody?
No, that's it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Folks, we're going to be bringing up Doreen Hannes in the next hour. We got a lot to talk about here. With the food control going forward, stay with us. This is Govern America. Hour number two is about to begin. Don't go away.
It's true.